Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Talk about the state of the budget and making payroll and bond issue and reserves, et cetera. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. What's the situation with making payroll for the rest of the year for city employees?
Well, we're going to be in good shape after the revenue bond is signed. It sounds like from our bond counsel, our lawyer, it won't be finalized till next Friday, which means the subsequent weeks are going to be in good working order and we'll be fine there. The only concern was this upcoming week as we approach it, which is based on the money in the bank, we may be somewhere between $2 to $4 million short. Mm-hmm. So what the council did was file an ordinance that would allow us to tap into the rainy day fund, and it's for the limited purpose of bridging that gap between what's in the bank and to what's necessary to make payroll. And Tommy, we may not even need it. Mm-hmm. There may be enough sales receipts that come in, there may be other fees that come in, but what we didn't want to do collectively is get to next week and there not be an opportunity to pay people correctly or to have a shortfall, and we wanted to make sure that didn't happen to city employees.
I guess you saw the story on Fox 8 about the police overtime. I know Newell did something on it a couple of weeks ago about, you know, police sergeants making $246,000 a year and those kind of things, and Kirkpatrick. I just wonder how the new council is going to view all of that with overtime budgets and I don't know where the fault lies there, Joe. I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, well, Ann Kirkpatrick says, well, she's not going to put the public or officers at danger. A police sergeant making a lot more in overtime than he does in regular pay seems like that's a miss, but I don't know if there are other people that would to be clear, the story talks about people working, billing hours that they didn't work, but I'm talking about the overtime in general, about moving forward to next year. Can you keep a handle on overtime, because I know you're going to be part of the budget approval process for next year. Can you keep a handle on overtime with the NOPD and yet not affect public safety or officer safety, as Superintendent Kirkpatrick said?
Well, I think a few things. Number one is I understand the chief's inclination to want to protect her people and the public as well. But at the same time, we're all a team here and we all need to act as a team. And again, I think based on the stories that are being reported about misuse or potential abuse of overtime, that means there needs to be stricter guidelines. Mayor-elect Moreno has already said that she wants to put aside, I think, about $50 million overall for overtime next year, which means that you're going to know that there is a pot available to NOPD, to other public safety agencies.
That's based,
well,
Joe, on what they spent last year?
That's based on historical, based on need, based on what's going on, and here's the other piece too, Tommy. like we are looking right now at both fixed and variable costs. So for people who are like, well, what does that mean? The fixed costs are the ones you know you're going to have every single year. We're going to have Mardi Gras. That was about $5 million in overtime last year. You're going to have the Sugar Bowl. That was a couple hundred thousand. You're going to have Essence Festival. That's a couple hundred thousand. So you know that there's going to be parades, festivals, other things that add up almost every single year to be about a certain number. And obviously, there's going to be overtime that happens in districts across the city that happens regularly too, okay? And then the second piece is you got to build in a little bit of variability into it. So think about it this way. Probably a good idea to think about, we might have a hurricane or two that hits us over the summer. You got to plan for that. And what happens when people are here or not here? And so you kind of just add those two buckets together, and that's for many of the departments that need it. And that's how you get to the number. And at the same time, I know the mayor-elect is looking at revenue-raising measures to see how, when events are in town, that they are contributing to paying for their security, and so it isn't falling on the backs of New Orleans.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because you talk about buckets, and that $50 million's got me interested, because I think, what was the joke number that was in the 2025 budget, 45,000 or something like that?
It was 57. You're very
57,
close.
57,000, okay. But it turned out to be 50 million, so that's what we're going with for next year. But if that 50 million included sergeants making 248,000 a year, does that mean you budget just in case you crack down on the overtime, or You don't need all that overtime, you keep an eye on it? Do you need the overtime? Do you hire more police officers? I'm confused about all of this. Or do you just put the $50 million in a bucket, and if you don't use it, then it goes to something else? We'll figure it out when we come back. 7:50, 10 till 8, talking to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Traffic now. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Joe Geruso, our friend, New Orleans City Council member. So $50 million budgeted for overtime. That's what they spent last year. So I guess that's a starting point, Joe, but I guess I'm trying to rectify that with police officers making $241,000 a year, but again, so long as you're working and you're not at home and billing false hours, how do you draw the line between what's needed with overtime, given the amount of officers that we have, and what's the right amount for overtime spending, and if that money's not spent? This is a lot to try to comprehend for the average taxpayer or citizen. What happens to all that money?
Yeah, you're right about that. I think the issue is, going into the break, you said that the city budget is $57,000, and this year they're going to be at $70 million projected in overtime. So obviously there is a number between $57,000, which is absurdly low, and $70 million, which is high, that is a good spot. So I think, and remember, this is a projected number that we want to have to be responsible stewards of money. With that said, you're right, with the story last night, I saw Mayor-elect Moreno say very clearly, there is no place for abuse. And I think that's the thing that everybody's going to dig into now, not only because we have to, but also because the legislative auditor is here, that we're going to have to look at everybody's budgets, scrub them extraordinarily hard, and certainly make sure that there isn't a place for abuse. And then, and Tommy, with NOPD, you're right. I think the last thing that really needs to happen in review is hiring more officers so you don't have to rely on overtime as extensively. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be overtime ever. Cops need to go to court, and as I talked about before, there's going to be events, but you're going to have to do a lot of things. So for the next administration and council, there's going to be quite a bit of walking and chewing gum at the same time, because you're going to have to do not only get the numbers right, bring a scrutiny level that's been a lot higher than in the past, and make sure you're growing in a careful direction so that way you're actually saving money as well.
When you say scrubbing budgets, how far into the nooks and crannies do you go? Is it as far as, wait a minute, what is this overtime number for here? I mean, because you got to at some point delegate some of that to somebody. You can't go through everybody's pay sheet, can you?
Well, I think right now, for the time being, it will be going into everybody's pay sheet, just because that's going to be the level that you're going to have to do. And certainly with the auditor here, that's what I think is going to be done. But in the future, it's going to be about having tighter controls and making sure it works well with everybody, and then making sure people know overtime just can't be given away like candy.
Has they given any thought, or have y'all given any thought to like a dashboard where people could monitor the different city accounts, or would that be impossible?
I think that's going to be tricky, but I do think people need to see how money's going and more forward reporting to the council publicly, so that way people can understand how the money's flowing, what the expenses are.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Oh, real quick, what's your go-to po-boy?
Oh, I'm shrimp all the way at Parkway.
Got you. Right there with you. What do you get it dressed with?
I'm a lettuce guy only. I'm not big on all the condiments. Sorry. I'm kind of like, I like the lettuce and the butter.
Butter and ketchup. That's for me. Thank you, Joe. We'll talk to Clancy Dubose as we come back. WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.